eventually has a fight with the guy and he doesn't beat him fast enough, so he goes off to rethink it all. And these tales all have the structure of myth and fantasy, little parables about the master.
He said, my training in Wing Chun, my classical art, didn't prepare me for this kind of a battle.
That was the beginning of the evolution of his own way of martial arts.
If you read the notes that he left behind, 1965, he starts to write, my style is Western fencing, Western boxing, and Wing Chun.
He says, we owe our knowledge to the Wing Chun, but we're going to go beyond the Wing Chun.
Bruce Lee took a lot from boxing. I think he felt boxing was more realistic in that you were trading blows.
He likes the boxing footwork because it's alive, it's moving, and it changes.
He was totally invested in watching boxing films, going way back to Jack Johnson, Gene Tunney, Dempsey.
What he took from Dempsey was the kinetic chain, how to generate power, the importance of a good jab. There's a lot about the alignment of the body.
Bruce had a huge collection of boxing films, and he thought the world of Muhammad Ali.
And what he would do was very unique. I once came in, lights were all out, and he's watching this 8mm film, and he's watching it backwards.
Muhammad Ali had a left foot forward stance and Bruce would have a right foot forward. So he would run the films backward in the film editor and study them meticulously.